In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. So Jesus, on the night in which he was betrayed, took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." Jesus Christ, the high priest of the good things to come, enters the most holy place by blood, his blood, not the blood of bulls and goats, but the blood of Jesus Christ, Lamb of God, pure and holy. Jesus sets things right through the shedding of blood. Blood is necessary to make whole what has been broken. The tragedy of our world is that we are the source of its brokenness. Everywhere you turn, something is broken. Marriages, parishes, nations, families, institutions. It is our nature to break and destroy. And our world is broken by our own hands. And every time we try to make things whole by those same hands, we make things worse. So Jesus, our high priest of the good things to come, makes whole what is broken by entering an upper room, where his offering of body and blood looks to the bloody sacrifice he will make in his temple, a hill outside Jerusalem, on an altar made of wood, a cross planted in a rock pile that is his most holy place, and his grave, a tomb in a nearby garden. Passers-by see him hanging on a tree. And what do they see? A Galilean carpenter's son? But then they read the sign, "Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews." But this is no ordinary Nazarene. Jesus, King, is both victim and priest. Lamb of God that takest away the sin of the world, high priest entering the most holy place. And this high priest has one final liturgy over which he must preside, a liturgy that accompanies his making all things new. And so Jesus intones this litany of psalms for God and man over his own flesh as paschal victim on the altar of Golgotha. The paschal lamb without blemish has now been offered to God. His blood sprinkles all creation and sanctifies it. Lepers are healed. Paralytics get up and walk, the blind see, sinners are forgiven, demons flee, consciences are purged from dead works, and the dead rise up and walk around the holy city. The new creation has arrived. The temple curtain tears open. The Holy of Holies is laid bare. No more sacrifices need to be made. No more blood of bulls and goats. Separation from God has ended. God's blood is poured out. Access to God's holiness is through the flesh of Jesus Christ, the mediator of a new covenant, a covenant of his blood. entering into his most holy place, into heaven itself, we enter by his body broken, his blood poured out. Take, eat, this is my body given for you. Take, drink, this cup is the New Testament in my blood poured out for you. His liturgy of death is now our liturgy of life. A world that had gone wrong over forbidden fruit is now made right at the banquet of the Lamb, in which our host is our food. Paschal victim, now paschal bread, and cup of paradise. These are the good things to come from Jesus Christ, our high priest. Thou, like the pelican to feed her brood, didst pierce thyself to give us living food. Thy blood, O Lord, one drop has power to win forgiveness for our world and for our sin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.